The following program is a presentation of Kinder Productions, Incorporated, and is responsible for its content.
Welcome to Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by Lone Star Autoplex in Cleburne. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house. The guys are waiting on you.
Hey, welcome to the old camp house. Tickled to death to see you every week at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. I'm Big Billy, and we're easy to reach to. The Camp House trot line number is 1-877-820-BBKO. That's 2256. Or visit us at BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. You can share the show, and we love it when you do, with your military friends and family around the world. All they need to do is go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com, click on the podcast, and the most recent six shows are there and available. God bless our United States military wherever you are. We pray for you daily. The front door of the camp house this morning brought to you by Forta Flora from Purina Veterinary Diets. You know, all of our dogs do it. They stress from time to time. They maybe get into the trash or something they shouldn't have eaten. And they suffer from GI upset and diarrhea. Forta Flora to the rescue. I just sprinkle a packet on my dog's food. He's back to normal in no time. Go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com, click on that little box of Forta Flora, and learn more. We're coming to you this morning from just northwest of San Antonio, Burney, Texas. Beautiful Texas Hill Country Ranch called Joshua Creek. Yes, I've been here before and I'll be back again. We've been hunting axis deer all week. It's been a sweet and sour trip for me, more sweet than sour. I've become a huge fan of the axis deer. I got hooked on the axis at the dinner table. It's the best venison I've ever eaten. Matter of fact, you'd think you're eating beef if no one told you. I became further hooked as I began to educate myself on the history of axis deer in Texas. These are free-range animals just like our white-tailed deer. They're difficult to hunt, and we have hunted very hard this week. We'll fill you in more on the history of the axis deer as the morning continues. Plus, we'll talk to some of these very smart axis folks here on Joshua Creek Ranch throughout the show this morning. The weather's getting warmer. I know it's been rainy and we need that rain, but the weather's getting warmer. Summertime is coming. Great time to get those kids out and get them started fishing. Don't know how? Well, here's step one. Get your kids hooked on the outdoors this summer with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Go Fish Summer Event Series. Free fishing lessons for the young and the young at heart, mom and dad, are going to be hosted around the state through July at selected state parks. You and your kiddos are going to learn basic casting, fish handling, fishing rules and regulations, and fly fishing. Beginners and seasoned anglers alike are welcome. And get this, they have loaner rods and reels, bait, and door prizes at each event. You don't have to know anything or own anything to learn how to fish. All Go Fish events begin at 9 a.m. with lessons given through noon. A fishing license is not necessary to participate in these events, and families with children 5 years of age and older are welcome. Hundreds of children have caught their first fish through the Go Fish program in Texas, formerly called the Family Fishing Celebration. And this year, we've already seen 47 kiddos catch their very first fish. Come on out, make your son or daughter number 48. Learn more at BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Joseph Williams of Cleveland went out in search of a big fish. He was fishing the Trinity River below Lake Livingston Dam last Saturday, and he was prepared to catch a big fish, a big alligator gar, the biggest freshwater fish in Texas. And he did it. A 7-foot-9-inch monster, so big it had to be weighed on truck stop scales. The fish came in at 200 pounds and is now the new rod and reel record for the Trinity River. Now, as big as Joseph's fish was, it was not the biggest ever taken from the Trinity or from other Texas rivers and lakes. The state record for rod and reel remains Bill Vanderveen's 1951 Rio Grande catch, 279 pounds. In 2001, Marty McClellan set the state bow fishing record for alligator gar with a 290-pounder from the Trinity. From the Nueces River in South Texas came the all-tackle record, 302 pounds. That was T.C. Pierce Jr. caught it on a trot line in 1953. And fishing guide Kirk Kirkland reported a 9-foot-6-inch, 365-pounder in 1991 from the Trinity River. Texas permits the harvest of one alligator gar per day with no minimum length limit. Bow fishing, rod and reel, and trot lines are all legal methods for harvesting the limit of one fish per day. Did you know that this prehistoric-looking fish, the alligator gar, can live to be older than 50 years of age and are a blast to catch? Toledo Bend once again shows why she's one of the premier bass lakes in the country. Last Saturday, Bass and Bucks completed their next-to-last event in the Toledo series. Toledo Bend has 186,000 acres of water, and many fishing patterns can be affected. But on this particular day, David Fox and his partner Anthony Clements used a shallow water strategy to gather up 24.26 pounds of chunks. Good enough for first place at the Bass and Bucks on Toledo Bend last weekend. The fish really turned on about 12:30 in the afternoon. They were throwing topwater spooks and Stanley rivets for the majority of their fish. Grass was definitely a factor as they worked the baits in 1 to 8 feet of water in mid-lake locations. Hey, coming up on June 4th, you can wet a line anywhere in the state absolutely free. It's part of the Celebrate National Fishing and Boating Week, Saturday, June the 4th. Local residents and our out-of-state visitors alike can fish anywhere in Texas without a license. However, normal size and catch limits still apply. You've seen those billboards along I-35 and across the state, I'm sure, that say, "Take Me Fishing." They're a nonprofit organization. They put together these free fishing days throughout the country. And if you want to learn more, go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Look for "Take Me Fishing." When Old Bear gets a tummy ache, I'm a big fan of Fortiflora from Purina Veterinary Diets. A proven nutritional supplement, scientifically proven to help restore normal intestinal health and balance. Ask your veterinarian if Fortiflora is right for your dog starting today. The axis deer was introduced to Texas in 1932. It's a free-range animal. These animals are not in pens and under high fences all over our state. You see, the Texas Hill Country is much like their native homeland of Sri Lanka and the Himalayas. They thrive there. And the Exotic Wildlife Association has judged the meat of the axis deer the best-tasting wild game meat. I agree. Beautiful red coats marked by white spots arranged in very undisciplined rows along their sides and a black dorsal stripe with a white bib on their neck, white inner legs, stomach, and undertail. Males can reach 29 to 39.5 inches in height. Mature weight, 145 to 250 pounds. However, I saw one in the field this week at Joshua Creek Ranch that'll break 300 pounds, promise. The males shed their antlers annually, and there's no given time for that. They grow and shed antlers on their own clock. So in one herd, and I've seen it many, many times this week because I've seen hundreds of axis deer as we've spent lots of time out in the field. In one herd, you'll see a newly shed buck, a hardhorn buck, and a buck in velvet. Usual antlers, 22 to 27 inches. Trophies range 30 to 36. That's what you're going to find when you come to Joshua Creek Ranch. David Edwards, ranch manager. Sure is good to be back here again, David. Thank you for having us. And one of the biggest attractions to me to the axis deer is at the dinner table.
They're a fantastic table fare animal. You don't have the wild game taste like your whitetail and this and that. I've got people that generally wouldn't eat venison that thoroughly love it.
It's mighty good. And you guys have a great herd here. How many axis deer do you think you have on this free-range ranch? I like to always point out this is a free-range place in Joshua Creek.
We've probably got 300 to 500 deer that stay around the ranch. We've done a meat harvest last year. I know at one time with the state inspector, we was in one area, and we've probably seen 250 just in one herd.
You know, I've seen a lot of deer here hunting this week, a lot of axis deer and a lot of quality deer. You guys prefer, and I would recommend, because we know so little as hunters in the state of Texas about axis deer, you really need that polished eye of a guide with you when you're hunting these things, because I've seen two or three that I'd call a shooter, and my guide would say, "Nope, hold off, better stuff's coming."
That's correct. A lot of people, if you're not, you know, used to looking at axis deer, you'll have a 26, 28 inch buck come out, you know, and they think he's 30 plus.
Yeah.
You really need to be used to looking at them to judge the height of them.
What do you do specifically for your axis deer, or do they benefit for everything you do for the birds?
Some of both. You know, when we put in a red top cane for a bird cover, they really love that in early stages. The oats have died out this year due to the, you know, the lack of rain, but we have 10 protein feeders throughout the ranch that we keep full of protein feed, plus our spin feeders. And we've got the Joshua Creek that runs through the ranch into the Guadalupe that is on our back side of the ranch. So they don't have to go anywhere for food and water.
Yeah. That's the primary thing about this ranch is you've always got water here.
That's correct. There's water here at all times.
What do you recommend to your hunters when they come out? A lot of guys come, they want to specifically shoot something in velvet. Do you encourage or discourage that? Or you know, they might want to hunt alone as opposed to with a guide. What's a good medium between you and your hunters that works towards the management of the best access deer that you can provide?
I always recommend somebody to go with a guide. We don't like to harvest deer in velvet. I'm not going to turn a hunter away from that. But most of the velvet, if you're not used to looking at them, if you can get them to stay in close enough and where you can look at them long enough, you can tell if they're tipped out, which means they're almost ready to rub out of velvet. We don't mind shooting those, but we try to shoot them hard horn only most of the time so we can get the full potential out of them.
And that's the key, is making sure and getting that experience down, taking a look at the top of those horns, make sure they're tipped out.
That's correct.
All right, David. Well, you know, I love it coming down here, man. Thanks for your hospitality once again. I appreciate it. We're going to get Robin out in that river this afternoon. Let her do a little fly fishing.
Thank you, and enjoy having you here.
My guide this week on Joshua Creek Ranch is Jesse Grace. I've hunted with Jesse before. I trust him. He's knowledgeable, passionate about his hunting, and he works very, very hard. You know, with summer hours here, we can hunt till nearly 9 o'clock at night. We meet up with each other at 5 a.m. We hunt all day. So Jesse and I have basically been living together for the past 3 days. We'll talk to Jesse coming up in a few minutes here at Joshua Creek Ranch on our Axis Deer Hunt. Thanks to my friends at Fortiflora from Purina Veterinary Diets for a tremendous product. You know, we travel all over the country hunting and fishing. Bear and my bird dogs, they all go with me. And sometimes a lot of miles can relate to a little stress in the old puppy tummy. When GI upset or diarrhea strike any of my dogs, it's Fortiflora to the rescue. I sprinkle Fortiflora on their food, and they're back to normal in no time. Talk to your veterinarian about this great product called Fortiflora today. My final outing during spring turkey season was just about 2 weeks ago. I did not bring home a bird that day, but I did bring home 3 ticks that I found on myself later. That can be bad. It's spring, and the ticks are thick. Watch them if you're in the woods. Ray Sasser's talking ticks in just a few minutes, right here on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Good morning, everybody. This is Michael Waddell. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, you got to get to Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne and take advantage of these huge savings. Right now at Lone Star Cleburne, you can pick up your 2011 Dodge Ram 1500 for 0% interest. 0%. That's going to save you thousands of dollars over the life of a loan. Plus, you're going to get a free Hemi and a free Lone Star package. Dan Danley and the crew also have a few 2010 models left with huge discounts. Plus, TTNL, see dealer for details. And the really good news is, the hail missed us. When you buy your new car or truck from Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne, you're not driving off in secondhand goods. It's straight from the factory right here in the good old USA, with no hail damage. Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne, North Main and Highway 67. Come on, Johnson County, you've got a good neighbor making great deals. LoneStarCDJ.com. Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne, 2011 Dodge Ram 1500s. 0% interest, free Hemis and Lone Star packages, and no hail damage. Pick out your new ride right now at LoneStarCDJ.com.
The Smith family has a real passion for real bird dogs. They have been raising, training, hunting, and trialing their legendary line of Brittany since the 1950s. Rick Smith has Brittany puppies available for you right now. This is your chance to have a complete Smith Brittany by getting your puppy directly from Rick Smith and having Ronnie Smith train it. Contact me, Susanna Love, at RonnieSmithKennels.com for more details.
Craig Boddington for Dallas Safari Club.
I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Each January, you'll join me in Dallas at our world-class convention and Hunters Expo. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by Lone Star Autoplex in Cleburne.
Hey, fishing Lake Granberry today? Well, you need to know the lake is about a half a foot low. Black bass have been really good this week. Try your pumpkin seed, soft plastics, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. Take the crappie rod. They've been good. Try your green tube jigs. Thank you, Mr. Texas Title Bobby Clark, for sponsoring this portion of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. He can close property in all 254 counties in Texas. That makes life easy for you. Email him at bobby@mrtexastitle.com. I told you I've been hunting with Jesse Grace. He's been my guide here at Joshua Creek Ranch this week. Let me tell you about our hunting. We hunted hard daylight till dark, and it don't get dark till 9 o'clock around here. Long days in the field, and we finally, after 3 days, had the trophy in front of us we've been looking for. And I did it. I missed. We're always honest with you here on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We know not to beat our chest too much with success, and we let you know about our failures, too. I have no excuse. 135 yards, broadside, had a limited time window to shoot the animal, just a few seconds, got in too much of a hurry, and I fired right over his back. The good news is there's no wounded animal to track, and he's not injured in any way. The bad news is I have zero axis meat in my freezer. Jesse Grace was my guide, and we're going to talk about how to hunt these axis deer real quick. Jesse, thanks for all your hard work this week. And for folks that don't know about the axis deer, they're a difficult animal to hunt. They're spooky, and it's a challenge.
Yes, they are. You know, we've been doing axis deer here at Joshua Creek pretty much since the time they bought the place. And, you know, we do a little bit of every type of hunting, spot and stalk, mainly stand hunting. And, you know, the bigger the bucks are, the harder they are to find. And they really, you know, with it being free range, makes it a really good challenge.
Darn right it is. It's awesome. And I've also noticed, you know, we've been hunting hard these past 3 days, pretty hard. We've had some hot weather. And a lot of times when these whitetails are laid up and you don't see them at all during the day, you'll still see axis deer on the move, won't you?
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, it's we hunt, I would say, a good three-quarters of the day. You know, we'll start our hunts early in the morning. We'll sit and stand till about 10 o'clock or so. And it seems like it kind of dies down, you know, sometime after 10 to 12. And then they get up and they almost always seem like they start moving between 1 and 3 o'clock, and then it'll be a slack period, and then it'll pick back up after 6 o'clock. So, yeah, typically we try to hunt them all day long as much as we can and spend as much time in the field, whatever the hunter's willing to do. So,
calibers you recommend, loads you recommend?
Yeah, usually 243 is about the smallest, you know, anything from 243 up, 308s work good, 270. The main thing is shot placement on them. They are kind of built like an elk. You know, some of our bucks will weigh 300 pounds live weight. You know, our average buck's around 225, 250 live weight. So, you know, if you're shooting the smaller calibers, we recommend a shot right behind the shoulder. You know, but we have people bring everything up to 300 max. So,
how'd you like my shot placement?
It was good.
If you're shooting cedars, it happens to all of us. Well, I can't thank you enough, Jesse. What a great guy. You're so knowledgeable, and you work extremely hard. I've been living with you for 3 days. You know, I go take a four-hour nap at night, and then I'm in your truck again at 5 a.m. Thanks for all your hard work.
Not a problem. It was my pleasure. I really enjoyed hunting with you and guiding you, and hopefully you'll be back again soon.
Oh, that's without question. I've got unfinished business here at Joshua Creek. Hey, Mr. Texas Title Bobby Clark and First Fidelity Title Company in Dallas remind you that before those mid-4 interest rates start going back up, it's time to refinance or buy that piece of property you've been looking at. He can help you. Just shoot an email over his way. It's bobby@mrtexastitle.com. Well, I can see all the boys migrating towards the great room. Let's throw it over that way to my buddy Ray Sasser, outdoor writer for the Dallas Morning News the past quarter century. 11 books on the outdoors and countless thousands of hours spent in the great outdoors. Ray, tell us about ticks.
Brad Paisley's Tick Song is a cute twist on smoky bars and backwoods romance, but real ticks are much more dangerous these days. Just ask Steve Barclay. The East Texas Fishing and Hunting Guide lost vision and hearing acuity to Lyme disease and considers himself lucky just to be alive. Barclay contracted Lyme disease while scouting for deer sign in the Davy Crockett National Forest during the summer of 1989. He had heard of the tick vector disease and told his physician that he had all the symptoms. The doctor didn't believe there was any Lyme disease in Texas, a common misconception at that time. A year later, the symptoms were worse, but the doctor remained unconcerned about Lyme disease. This rocked on for 10 years, during which Barclay, who lives in Kennard, Texas, repeatedly contracted flu-like symptoms that sometimes escalated into pneumonia. During the spring of 1999, Barclay was training a puppy when he suffered more tick bites. Within 2 days, the flu-like symptoms returned, complicated by joint stiffness. Barclay now feared meningitis. He changed doctors and was finally diagnosed with Lyme disease. Antibiotics helped for a while, then Barclay's symptoms became more serious. He suffered memory lapses, fever, heart problems, and vision loss. He would be driving to work and forget what he was doing or where he was going. One day when Barclay almost fainted on several occasions, he drove himself to the emergency room. He explained his problem and then literally collapsed. When he awoke, he was hooked up to electrodes. His heart had stopped. Had he not been in the ER, he would have died. While being treated in intensive care, the doctors now isolated two distinct strains of Lyme disease. The doctor called my wife to the hospital and told us there was nothing else he could do, short of a heart transplant, and it was impossible to find a donor on short notice, said Barclay. He suggested I get my affairs in order. That's the day I turned it over to God and started to improve. Barclay overcame Lyme disease with faith, aided by massive infusions of antibiotics, 6 grams a day. His doctors believe that was a record amount of antibiotics administered to a human. I have permanent vision and hearing loss, but I'm grateful to get out of bed every day, he said. I keep plenty of insect repellent with DEET and use it whenever I go into the woods. Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain fever are two of the maladies spread by ticks. West Nile virus is spread by mosquitoes. Judicious use of chemical repellents can make you bug-proof. The most effective barrier to mosquitoes is that chemical called DEET or DEET. That's applied to human skin. The repellent must be reapplied diligently after swimming or perspiring. Despite medical concerns about side effects from DEET, the American Academy of Pediatrics suggests using products containing up to 30% DEET on children as young as 2 months of age. Permethrin is an insecticide that's gained popularity among outdoorsmen in the past 20 years. Permethrin is applied to clothing, including pants, shirts, hats, and socks, and it renders you bug-resistant.
Read Ray Sasser every Thursday and Sunday in the Dallas Morning News. And don't forget to spray yourself before you hit the woods. Thank you, Mr. Texas Title, Bobby Clark, for sponsoring this corner of the camphouse at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. If you want to refinance or you're buying, email him at bobby@mrtexastitle.com. He can refer you to the lenders and close the deal for you as well. Pete Delkus is talking about new electronics that can help us in the field. Next on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Good morning, you're hunting with the judge. I'm Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
ASI, Business Solutions.
Well, the first thing that we do to help you manage your network is to come in and certainly do the assessment. Okay, we want to come in and take a look and give you visibility as to where your current status is. We find that once we open that hood up, that what's really underneath is different than what you expected. And from a CEO's perspective, visibility is everything. One of the things we do is a remote monitoring tool that gives us the visibility on your network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which is critical. We understand what potentially could be in the process of failing or what needs to be updated or what needs to be compliant, and we're doing that continually. What we've tried to do is put a services program together that offers you a predictable IT for a predictable price. Come see us at asibiz.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. ASI Business Solutions, strategies for better document management, asibiz.com.
Shane Mahoney for Dallas Safari Club.
I'd like to invite you to join Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. Help promote your passion for conservation, education, and the protection of your hunting rights. You'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and each January join me in Dallas for our world-class convention. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, but promoting hunting and conservation worldwide.
Hey, you gotta get to Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne and take advantage of these huge savings. Right now at Lone Star Cleburne, you can pick up your 2011 Dodge Ram 1500 for 0% interest. 0%! Plus, you're gonna get a free Hemi and a free Lone Star package. Dan Danley and the crew also have a few 2010 models left with huge discounts. Plus, TTNL, see dealer for details. LoneStarCDJ.com. Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne. 2011 Dodge Ram 1500. 0% interest, free Hemis and Lone Star packages, and no hail damage. When you visit Hunter's Paradise in Argentina and shoot doves and ducks with J.J. Casseria, prepare yourself for a vigorous day.
We have a full breakfast from eggs and bacon, fresh orange juice. Then we head out in the field slightly after daylight, and we shoot until we get ready for lunch. And lunch is in the field. We have a lunch cook who is excellent. And after we eat lunch, we lay out in the hammocks out behind the gazebo for 30 minutes or so until we get itchy and want to go hit it again.
I invite you to join me and Big Billy Kinder Outdoors in Argentina. You'll be treated like a king or queen and treated to unmatched wing shooting. Talk to my friend Lane Balky by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
We shoot Beretta 391 20-gauge semi-autos. The average hunter shoots 1,000 rounds every day.
Book your trip now and hunt with me this summer in Argentina.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Cacheria. Can see me in Argentina.
Is 2011 the year that you remodel or build that new home? When making your detailed decisions, take a look at the industry leader in fabrication and installation of beautiful granite, marble, travertine, limestone, soapstone, quartz, and solid surface countertops. Empire Countertops. Empire Countertops is also your premier supplier and installer of backsplashes, tub surrounds, and wall surfaces. Join the long list of homeowners, remodelers, builders, and commercial project managers that choose Empire time after time, project after project, year after year. Our commitment to quality means a personal commitment to you and your project. We can meet the demands of discerning homeowners and builders, both large and small, in complete custom design. We're waiting to hear from you at Empire Countertops, 1-877-4-EMPIRE. That's 1-877-4-EMPIRE. Or come see us in our online showroom at empirefab.com.
Condemnation. What do you think of when you hear that word? I love reading Western novels, and when I hear the word condemnation, I often think of the outlaw who is waiting for the hangman's noose. To be condemned means to be found guilty, to be convicted. The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. Now that sounds like condemnation, but there's good news. And the good news is that God, even while we were yet sinners, sent His Son, Christ, to die for us, and that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you put your faith and trust in Christ Jesus and His free gift of eternal life, you're like the outlaw who gets the last-minute reprieve from the hangman's noose. No condemnation. So where are you? In Christ, free of condemnation? There's room in Christ for you. Cornerstone Bible Church meets Sundays at 10:15 in Southlake. Want your children to learn more about the Bible? Then bring them to our special children's puppet ministry Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. For directions and contact info, go to our website at csbible.org. Cornerstone Bible Church, where Jesus Christ is our cornerstone.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by Lone Star Autoplex in Cleburne.
This corner of the old camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Fuel your champion with Purina Pro Plan. And do it for free. I'm giving away free Purina Pro Plan today from 10 a.m. until 1 at the Atwoods Ranch and Home Store in Corsicana. We'll be right there in front of the store. Come on out. We'd love to shake your hand to meet you and fix you up with some world champion dog fuel. Purina Pro Plan. Pete Delkus, my buddy, my hunting partner, he's always got his eye on new stuff that's going to enhance his outdoor experience. And today we're talking electronics. Pete, have you bought anything lately? Do you have anything that's on your wish list?
Well, I have one purchase and then one that I'm getting ready to purchase. My most recent purchase, I bought a new GPS, and it's a Garmin. I love the Garmin products. And there's a lot of, you know, great other companies out there, but I, for whatever reason, I've just kind of, have leaned in the Garmin direction over the years, whether it's my handheld GPS, whether it's my Garmin Astro for my dogs, or now they've got this Garmin Nuvi out. And they've had several different versions of this out for the last year or two, but I bought their latest Garmin Nuvi for my car. And I have a GPS in my car. But in my SUV, but it's nothing like this Garmin Nuvi. And what I love about this Garmin Nuvi, it's so intuitive, kind of like an iPhone. Some of these smartphones, I have an iPhone, or whether you have, I forget some of these other brands that are out there right now that are kind of the competitors against that. But it's so intuitive that it's just easy to use. And this Garmin Nuvi is great. But the thing that I love about it is when I'm going to Montana, I have a chip that I can actually put in there. It's just a little memory card. I pop it in the slot in the side. I think it's just an SD card. I put that SD card in the side, and what this does is all of this information pops up, state land, federal land, land that I can hunt. And it's not just available for Montana. There's about a dozen states that a couple of these different companies have where you can get all this specific information about areas you can hunt and areas you can't hunt. And it's real nice, but what makes it nice is I have that information, but Garmin makes it so easy to use in this Garmin Nuvi that I think this is just one of the nicest things I have.
Yeah, it is remarkable technology, and like we were saying, if you get out like Montana, you're hunting brand new land, you walk out on that property without your GPS, that's just not a smart decision. And that little SD card will also fit in your handheld Garmin Astro that you run your dogs with, so you're never lost.
Well, and you know, you're right. And you know, Bill, we hunt with a guy who works for the Department of Interior, and he knows where all this federal land is, state land, you know, county land, and we go out there, and you know, it's like, okay, where does the private land start? Because I'm on, you know, BLM land right now. Where does the private land start? Because I don't want to go over on that rancher's property because I'm going to get shot.
Right.
Well, you walk up there and you know you're with a, you know, like a law enforcement officer. Our friend John Edwards, he, you know, law enforcement officer for the Department of Interior. He goes, well, it's right over there at that creek. Well, then you get up to the creek and you're looking at your GPS and you're like, well, actually, we can go 300 yards beyond the creek. You have it right there, and it's all state-approved stuff.
And there sits that covey of hounds 150 yards on the other side of it.
It never fails. It's always just on the other side, isn't it? So that makes it really nice, and it's a nice safety feature, obviously, and it sure makes life a lot easier when you're trying to determine boundaries.
And the product that you don't have yet, but you've got your eye on, what's got you fired up?
Well, I love two-way radios. And you know, some states, you know, you can't use them to hunt with. Texas, you can. But they're just nice to have out there just to check on your buddy. Are you alive? You know, what's going on? You know, what are you seeing? You ready for lunch or whatever the question is? Because, you know, cell phones don't work everywhere. And it's nice to have these two-way radios. And I've always been a big fan of one company. Not going to mention the name. But, you know, I buy these radios and they tell you, you know, they're good for, you know, 32 miles. And I'm hunting in the flattest part of the country and I'm lucky to get 5 miles. It's irritating. Midland, though, this friend of mine has some of these new Midland radios, and they've been great. I mean, they may not be good to 32 miles, but they may be good to about 25 or 26 miles in perfectly flat country. And they're easy to use. They have a lot of features that I like. They've got this NOAA weather radio. I've got to stay up on the weather all the time, Bill. You know, I'm wondering what's happening. And it's nice that all these features and the fact that they actually work almost as far as they say as compared to a fraction of what the other company says. I'm buying a couple of these new Midland radios.
That sounds pretty impressive. What kind of cost are we talking about? Have you investigated that far?
I have. You know, just getting on Cabela's website, I mean, you can buy, you know, a pair of these radios for, you know, less than $100. Or you can go to Academy or, you know, Dick's, and they sell them there. But, you know, I'm lazy. I'll just as soon get on Bass Pro or Cabela's and buy them on their website and have them dropped off at the house. But, I mean, you know, about $100 or less. Depending on the features you want, right around $100.
You know, I'm not really sure I want you to make that purchase because that would put you in range to bug me even more.
Well, it may do that.
This segment is going to the dogs. I'm talking about Purina Pro Plan. Over 70% of all AKC champions are fed Purina Pro Plan. Those are owners and trainers who know, and they want the very best for their animals. Try Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores for your Purina Pro Plan. Matter of fact, try the Atwoods in Corsicana today between 11 and 1. That's where we're going to be with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors waiting to shake your hand and hand you some free Purina Pro Plan. Come on out. We'll have plenty. When I'm going to take a road trip with my dogs, whether we're hunting out of state or across state, I always make a phone call ahead of time and find out the name of a local veterinarian. Are they available by call at night or on weekends? I want to make sure I can take care of my dogs in case there's an emergency out of town. Veterinarians. That's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Pro Staffer Tom Dawkins' topic this morning on the Big Billy Kinder Trot Line all the way from his Oak Ridge Kennel in Northfield, Minnesota. Morning, Tom.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Good to be back on the show. Today we're going to be talking about veterinarian consideration. Now, this is a really important, you know, aspect of handling your dog at home and handling any situation that may come up. Whether you think of it or not, if you have a sporting breed, at some point in time, you most likely are going to have an emergency on your hand. That's one of the reasons why a veterinarian that really understands your needs is going to be important to you. Now, one thing I want to point out, these problems never happen at the best part of the day, or they normally happen on a Sunday. Here's what I want you to think about. Do you have a veterinarian lined up that has a 24-hour emergency service? Now, I'm saying I want you to be able to see the veterinarian when you've got an emergency that is your normal vet. I really don't want to take my dog to an emergency clinic where they don't know me or know my dog. So when things get tough, is your veterinarian going to be there for you? Keep this in mind when you choose your veterinarian, and you're going to have a dog that's going to be happy and healthy, and you're going to have peace of mind as you get into a critical situation. That's the Tom Dawkins training tip for the week. To find a Dawkins dog supply dealer near you, go to Dawkins.com. And for more training tips, look for our Tom Dawkins Retriever Training book at all major bookstores or your favorite sporting goods store.
Many regard Tom Dawkins as the best retriever trainer on planet Earth, and we're proud to have him as a part of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Thank you, Tom. Good stuff.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
Hey everybody, this is Dick Davis, Executive Director of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. I'm sure most of you listening are aware that the wildfires burned more than 200,000 acres of Texas just a few weeks ago. While fire can be outstanding conservation and habitat management tool when burned in a controlled situation, wildfire can be devastating, as is the case here. Dozens of residences and thousands of acres of private and public land have been burned. From a Texas Parks and Wildlife perspective, we essentially lost three state parks, and many of our employees who lived and worked at those locations lost everything. A wildfire relief fund has been established here at the foundation to assist those in need. So if you'd like to help, please visit us at tpwf.org. And for the many of you out there who are more technologically advanced than those of us here in the camp house, you can do something called Like Us on something called Facebook, whatever the heck that is. As the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation and Department like to remind us, life's better outside. Hope to see you there soon.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
This portion of the show brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. For every life stage, there's a Purina Pro Plan for your dog or dogs. For my hardworking bird dogs, it's that 30% protein, 20% fat Pro Plan performance formula. Come talk to me about it in person today at Atwood's Ranch and Home Store in Corsicana between 11 and 1. You know, when we think of great conservationists, I can't help but think of the Dallas Ecological Foundation. Scott McClure is the education director, and they have something called the Outdoor Adventure Program. It may be in your child's school curriculum, and if it's not, it should be. Learn more from Scott coming up next this morning right here on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Go grab yourself another cup of coffee.
Hi, I'm Mike Checkett with Ducks Unlimited TV, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, you gotta get to Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne and take advantage of these huge savings. Right now at Lone Star Cleburne, you can pick up your 2011 Dodge Ram 1500 for 0% interest. 0%. That's going to save you thousands of dollars over the life of a loan. Plus, you're going to get a free Hemi and a free Lone Star package. Dan Danley and the crew also have a few 2010 models left with huge discounts. Plus, TTNL, see dealer for details. And the really good news is, the hail missed us. When you buy your new car or truck from Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne, you're not driving off in secondhand goods. It's straight from the factory right here in the good old USA, with no hail damage. Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne, North Main and Highway 67. Come on, Johnson County, you've got a good neighbor making great deals. LoneStarCDJ.com. Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne, 2011 Dodge Ram 1500. 0% interest, free Hemis and Lone Star packages, and no hail damage. Pick out your new ride right now at LoneStarCDJ.com.
ASI, Business Solutions.
Well, the first thing that we do to help you manage your network has to come in and certainly do the assessment. Okay, we want to come in and take a look and give you visibility as to where your current status is. We find that once we open that hood up, that what's really underneath is different than what you expected. And from a CEO's perspective, visibility is everything. One of the things we do is a remote monitoring tool that gives us the visibility on your network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which is critical. We understand what potentially could be in the process of failing or what needs to be updated or what needs to be compliant, and we're doing that continually. What we've tried to do is put a services program together that offers you a predictable IT for a predictable price. Come see us at asibiz.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. ASI Business Solutions, strategies for better document management. asibiz.com.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt
easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by Lone Star Autoplex in Cleveland.
Mr. Texas Title Bobby Clark and First Fidelity Title Company say congratulations to Team USA. Our guys and gals have swept national team honors for every category at the World English Shooting Clays Championship. It concluded May 1st in San Antonio at the National Shooting Complex in San Antonio. Way to go, Team USA. You can contact Mr. Texas Title Bobby Clark and First Fidelity Title Company by emailing him at bobby@mrtexastitle.com. The Dallas Ecological Foundation is a group of people that hands-on teaches our kids about the great outdoors, hunting, shooting, fishing, camping, and they have curriculum now in our schools in Texas. Scott McClure is the education director. Scott, thanks for sitting down with me this morning. I really appreciate it. I've looked at what you do. I've looked at how much you do, and I'm thinking that you probably just never sleep.
Yes, sir, but when you focus on youth, you focus on wildlife conservation, and you focus on our future, it's all time well spent.
You've got a passion for this. You were actually a school teacher before you moved into this position.
Yes, sir. I was in education for 20 years, and about a year and a half ago, I was approached to go full-time in promoting the outdoor adventure program, which I jumped at the chance, and since coming on board, we've actually doubled the program.
Let's tell people what the Outdoor Adventure Program is, because it's groundbreaking, it's new, it's exciting if we're outdoorsmen and women, and it's in our Texas schools.
Outdoor Adventures is a physical education class at the middle school and high school level, and what we're able to do is take kids in a PE setting and provide them an adventure program that's going to include hunter ed, boater ed, angler ed, archery, backpacking, camping, survival skills. And what the kids do, they love it because it's not your traditional PE, so we have a captive audience.
And it's catching fire. Other school districts are interested in this. I hear we also have some mentors maybe from other states.
Yes, at this time we're in 107 schools starting in this fall. Our goal is to have over 300 schools. We average 100 students per school, so we'll have over 10,000 students next year. Florida, Kentucky, and Wyoming are different states that would like to incorporate some type of program similar to this.
That's terrific, and I'm sure you're getting all kinds of calls about your curriculum and how you put this together and how you got it started. If I'm a parent at home and I'm thinking, wow, my kid's missing out, I'd love to have that in my school, what do they do?
Easily, they can contact me through the DallasEcologicalFoundation.org website, or they can call the Dallas Safari Club. But then mainly they need to talk to their principals and their school boards and say, look, physical education is suffering, school funding is suffering, kids need a fun, exciting class. Approach those administrators, tell them about it. It's an approved curriculum, and then we can step in and provide all the teacher training and get those schools ready to go.
Dallas Safari Club puts their money where their mouth is better than anyone I know of. There's a lot of great organizations and conservation groups out there, but you guys have a passion for this and simply to mentor these kids. What a great organization.
Well, being a volunteer for the Dallas Safari Club is huge because you get a chance to have interaction with our youth one-on-one in these venues. You get to see what your dollar is actually being used for, and you know that you're making an impact in these kids' lives that will last a lifetime. And so I encourage anyone out there that's involved in wildlife conservation to get involved with the Dallas Safari Club and get involved with our youth programs.
And if people wanted to do that, it's real simple, isn't it?
Yes, just contact the Dallas Safari Club office. It's 972-980-9800. Visit their website, www.biggame.org, or visit our foundation, which is www.dallasecologicalfoundation.org. There's plenty of phone numbers there and email addresses. We'll get you involved.
Hey, thanks for all you do for our kids. I know it's a tireless effort and you have a passion for it. We really appreciate it, Scott.
Thank you, and thank you for everything that you're doing for us. We appreciate it.
Scott McClure, Education Director for the Dallas Ecological Foundation. Please take time to learn more and support these great folks, or volunteer your time and become one of these folks. Thank you, Mr. Texas Title Bobby Clark, for sponsoring this portion of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. He can close property in all 254 counties in the great state of Texas, and that makes things real convenient for you. Email him. He can help you at bobby@mrtexastitle.com. You know, when I knew I was going to have Scott on the show this morning, it reminded me of one of my favorite songs ever. Have you ever heard this? It's called Pass It On. Tracy Byrd does it.
Aussie oaks won't bottom do drop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on. He showed me how to cast a line where the whitetail lived and how to read their signs. He laid my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on. Pass it on in the name of conservation. Pass it on to another generation. Pass it on. But on the day that I turned 21, my dad walked in with an old shotgun. He said, this belonged to your grandpa. It's yours now, son. So I handle it with love and pass it on. Like the sound when the day breaks, me and my boy in the woods on a Saturday. Pass it on.
This is Airman First Class Troy Kinder, United States Air Force, Boeing Air Force Base, Washington, D.C. You're in the camp house with my dad, Big Billy Kinder. Way to go, Dad. I love you.
The North Texas Gun Club proudly presents the North Texas Gun and Knife Show. Today and tomorrow at Big Town Exhibition Hall, right there on Big Town Boulevard in Mesquite. 9 till 5 today, 10 till 4 tomorrow. And you don't want to miss it because it's Customer Appreciation Weekend. $100 giveaways every hour, and you can enter for a chance to win free admission for a year. Hundreds and hundreds of tables of guns, ammo, knives, collector's knives, hard-to-find ammo, clothing and gear. Learn more and get a printable discount coupon. Just visit classicshows.com. Free admission for law enforcement, active duty military, and first responders at the North Texas Gun and Knife Show, Big Town Exhibition Hall in Mesquite, with free parking today and tomorrow. It's fun, safe, and family-oriented at the North Texas Gun and Knife Show in the Big Town Exhibition Hall. Presented by the North Texas Gun Club, classicshows.com. 9 till 5 today, 10 till 4 tomorrow, Sunday, at Big Town Exhibition Hall in Mesquite.
Even if you've stayed with us in the past at the Vineyards Campground and Cabins on the shores of Lake Grapevine, it's time to rediscover us. New amenities include 100% full-service sites, a camp store with everything from hot dog buns to RV replacement parts, and our Grapevine Station is center stage to many of our complimentary weekend special events planned just for you. Hi, I'm Joe Moore with the City of Grapevine, and we have meticulously built one of America's top echelon campgrounds. From your full-service site that can accommodate every size RV, you're only steps away from a cool swim in beautiful Lake Grapevine. Not an RVer? Enjoy the shady deck or cozy privacy of one of our fully furnished cabins. We had your family reunion in mind when we built our group pavilion, beach, boat ramp, playground, and fishing piers. Be sure to bring the boat and tie up at one of our courtesy docks. Wi-Fi is on us, and for those bigger jobs, so is the high-speed internet and computer located in the camp store. Your whole crew will love our free fireworks show over the lake every Friday night all summer long. Learn more about the Vineyards Campground and Cabins at vineyardscampground.com.
Hey, you gotta get to Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne and take advantage of these huge savings. Right now at Lone Star Cleburne, you can pick up your 2011 Dodge Ram 1500 for 0% interest. 0%. Plus, you're going to get a free Hemi and a free Lone Star package.
Dan Danley and the crew also have a few 2010 models left with huge discounts. Plus, TTNL see dealer for details. LoneStarCDJ.com. Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne. 2011 Dodge Ram 1500. 0% interest, free Hemis and Lone Star packages, and no hail damage.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by Lone Star Autoplex in Cleburne.
Thanks again to Mr. Texas Title Bobby Clark and First Fidelity Title Company in Dallas for sponsoring this corner of the camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Rates are still in the mid-4s. They're going to go up. Thinking about refinancing or buying that piece of property? Now is the time to do it to get that great rate. Mr. Texas Title Bobby Clark can refer you to the lenders that can get you that rate. Then he can close the deal for you. Email him at bobby@mrtexastitle.com. Hey, let me ask you a question. What does the AR stand for in example AR-15? More than half of the people who took a poll last week at NSSF.org incorrectly answered assault rifle or automatic rifle. What does AR stand for in AR-15 style rifles? Of the 820 responses to the question, 24% said assault rifle, 33% said automatic rifle, and 43% answered correctly with Armalite rifle. This is an important fact for all of us to know, as the anti-gun crowd for years has pushed the terms assault weapon and assault rifle in reference to semi-automatic AR-15 style rifles. These inaccuracies continue to be used in the media and even within the sporting community. Get more facts at BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Just click on the NSSF link and then spread the word. Coming up next weekend, it's another West Texas legend and character. I'm talking about Boots O'Neill. He's been a cowboy on the Four Sixes Ranch and various ranches out west in Texas since the day he was born. I think you're going to enjoy our visit with Boots O'Neill. See you this morning at 10 at Atwood's Ranch and Home in Corsicana, handing out free Purina Pro Plan. Have a great week. God bless you and your family. Go catch a fish or something. See you next time on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.